I thought myself, to talk about the Makis is not the nicest thing. I thought myself, what should we talk about? So I looked in the Sedra and I found a subject which is not, I would say, that topical, because Pesach is not for a few months. But whatever it is, since Pesach is the next major Yom Tov coming up, so I thought I'd talk about this week's Sedra and its connection to Pesach, which is, of course, those of you who've started your Chumash will realize that the famous Mitzvah of Dalat Kosis comes, of course, from this week's Sedra. Now, the source of the Dalat Kosis, as far as the Bavli is concerned, is the Mishnah Avi Tzachim, Atzari Tetz. Mishnah speaks about Avi Tzachim, you shouldn't eat before in the afternoon, you should eat matzah with the oven, etc., etc. And then the Mishnah throws in, V'leyivchasuloi me'arba kosis shel yayin afilu min atamchud, that you must have at least Dalat Kosis. And if you don't have any money for the Dalat Kosis, then there's a chiyuv to get an atamcha, you're supposed to get some tzedakah. What happens if the tzedakah doesn't want to give it to you? They're not interested, or they don't have the funds, etc., etc. So here we have a generalized principle of what happens bechlau if you don't have money for a mitzvah. What are you supposed to do? So certain mitzvahs, there's no chiyuv, I would suggest, to go and have. For example, a person cannot afford a pair of tefillin. There's no chiyuv to have a pair of tefillin, you could argue. If you have, as long as you have somebody else's tefillin who lets you put on the tefillin, there's no question whatsoever. On the other hand, everyone knows the famous of Akiva Eger. Akiva Eger brings the Yerushalmi, you have a mezuzah and tefillin, which comes first. But whatever it is, a mezuzah, if you live in a house, you have to have. There's no question, you cannot live in a house without a mezuzah. So therefore, how far does the chiyuv actually go? So by a loisah, so we have a Beferish Gemara. The Gemara says specifically, very clearly, that in order to be, for example, Chilul Shabbos, give a simple example. If, for example, you've got a shop, and if you're not going to have the shop open on Shabbos, you will not have panos, you will not have what to eat. The Gemara says, no, clear, no question about it. Hey, Chilul Shabbos is you have to give kol rechushoy not to be oiv on a loisase. And a loisase, there's no way out. But if you'll starve, the chveis, and you want to aim to eat whatsoever, and you must keep your shop open, then we come along and we say, you have to give kol rechushoy not to be oiv on a loisase. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says something very strange. He says, yeah, but then you'll get into the Shaila Pikuach Nefesh. And Pikuach Nefesh is Dechek Kolatea Kula anyway. So he says, if your mama is starving, mama is 100%, and you're not going to have any food whatsoever, then you go back to the other problem of Pikuach Nefesh, and therefore. But generally, Allah says you have to give away Kol Rechush. What about a mitzvah? You have a lulav and esrog. Is there a chiyuv to go ahead? If a person doesn't financially have the money to have a lulav and esrog, is there a chiyuv to, let's say, borrow number one? And then the Gemara comes along in the Balayib Chesulei, and Rashi will say in the Rashbam, if you don't have, you have to be Machazer al Apsachim. You've got to go around to different places and actually go ahead and then beg for money. So here we have a Machlis Nachlein. There are Rishain, there are Achlein who say that up to a third of your money, you've got to go away for Leisase. That means your personal Mazogin. Unless, as I say, a Shlish, you have to give away. You might maybe quote a Gemara above the Kama, may have to do with such Shlish, but Bechlau. Rabbi Kiveig says no. Kiveig comes along and says, "What's an opkimina? You have to do the mitzvah, then you've got to go ahead and do it. There's no two ways about it. Even more than shlish. How much you have to do is already." And the Mishnah Berurah God, the interpretation of Vav, actually says you got to push it, go around to alap sochim. Certainly, you have to work. If one knows is to think that giving tzok is more important than working, the first thing you have to do is work. There's no question about it. And then, if your salary doesn't actually add up to what you have to have the mitzvah, then there's a chiyuv to actually go into beg alap sochim and to sell susa. This is an interesting halacha. You have to sell your garments. Now, everyone knows the famous Gemara. Those of you who go by the chuppas all the time and listen to the ksuba, the chosnas mechayev to give everything. Va'afilo miglime dal katve. He has to give even the shirt on his back. Now, when you think about it, a guy should be walking around without a shirt. I mean, is it a chiyuv to walk around without a shirt? So there's a very famous tesis. Those of you who remember Baba Kama, tesis said that's only if you got two. The only shirt you don't have to sell. If you got one suit, for example, then you don't got to sell it. Hakashlova said that. But if you have two suits already, then there's a chiyuv to go ahead and sell it in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, or the mitzvah sase. Now, what about a mitzvah sase the rabbonon? As for example, dalat kosis. Or let's go back. Let's talk about something which is still topical. What about Chanukah? Chanukah, we have our halacha that you have to be mekayim the mitzvah of Chanukah. So therefore, are you mechuyev to actually go? And there's a famous Magid Mishnah said b'seirish that there's a chiyuv gomor to go and to sell yourself and to work, to actually be able to mekayim the mitzvah of Chanukah. And don't forget, Chanukah is all that mitzvah as the rabbonon. So you see clearly, and all those who then take this Magid Mishnah say this is the same thing which would apply to Dalat Kosis, that there is an obligation to actually go ahead and sell yourself in order that you should be able to have the Dalat Kosis. Now, The question, of course, arises. The question, of course, will arise as follows. Let's just take first. So Tosfos Gemara says you have the dalak case. Where's the source of the dalak case? So let's go to our parsha. Everyone knows the pasuk. Look at Emor of Eisam Mei Hashem. Voitzei Eschem Itach Atzilus Mitzrayim. I'll get you out of Atzilus Mitzrayim. Vitzalti Eschem Avidosom. Vigoalti Eschem Zein Etuya. And Vlokati Eschem Lilaom. So the Rashbam and Rashi come along and say that where do we know that you have the Arba Kaisers? Umatzinu Abreishis Rabba. Them is it's a medrash. There's two places where the Mokir is. There's a medrash Rabba and there's a Yerushalmi. And there's a major difference between the medrash Rabba and Yerushalmi, which I'll talk about in a minute. So the medrash takes the right from the Rashbam and Avuna B'Shem Ababa Oma Keneged Arba L'Shoine Geula Ho Amurim Begolos Mitzrayim. There's four L'Shoines of Geula redemption which are mentioned in today's Sedra. So Keneged these four L'Chachomo M'Mesakin Dalad L'Shoine Shal Geula. Shonema V'Yitzesi V'Goalti V'Lokachti V'Hitzalti. Any problem with what I just read? Not in the order. Rashbam et Tzidreit. And he changed around the order, which is the well, why did he change around the order for? And he can change the Tzukim as you want. And we'll soon see if there's time left. There's an answer on that also. Now that is the Breishis Rabba over here. There are other reasons given. Yerushalmi says about the Kois Paroi in Parshas Dotan Vayiye. Where is it? In Parshas Miketz. You have the four Koises where Paroi discusses. Kois Paroi Biyodi and everything else. So therefore, that, and since that's connected to Mitzrayim, and Yosef's coming down to Mitzrayim leads into the whole problem of Yitzis Mitzrayim, so therefore, as a result of that, that comes forth. Then you have others say the four cups, when you have a Nebuah and Yirmiah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to deliver the four Makos to the full Lashon Rabba when the Geula will actually come back. Now the Yerushalmi comes along, and quotes the Medrash also. And there's a very strange girsa in Sefer HaItur, others bring down a shiiltis for the same thing. And it says, Minayin ledalet kuisis min ha-Torah. Which is really something, you know, which I don't know, tell it. I mean, at the end of the day, Bavli is mashma 100%, that the chur is a takon of chachomim, no question about it. There's no pussies. You try, if you say something, is a deraisa. So you ask, where do you know this from? You can't come along and say it's a deraisa. You have to have a pussy, you have to have something clearly. But the Yerushalmi comes along and says, "Minayla dalat cases the Gittus of the Itur and other Rishonim," and says it's minat teira, which is a chura, very very difficult. The Rashbam, rather, not here so much, but the Basin Umches, there's a Rashbam with the Torah, the Gemara that talks about taking a revius of yayin. The Rashbam is also mashma that you can throw into a bit of a deraisa also that has the din of a mitzvah asim midar abonon and a deraisa, and therefore there is this idea of selling yourself. It's a mitzvah asim midar abonon, you could argue back and forth, but a deraisa you certainly have to sell yourself. And then they bring down a shivas agoinim. So let's say you don't drink the dalat kaisis, you chayiv makis mardis, which is an interesting halacha. But Megillah you don't have that. Doesn't say anyway. If you don't hear the Megillah, they give you makis. But I haven't found it. Could be it says somewhere, but I haven't seen. Even if you don't light Hanukkah candles, you can come along. But here it says Klara, if you don't keep the Dalat cases, then you get Makis Mardis, which is according to what Bezin wants to actually give you. Now, if you actually take the four cases, we have a shtick of a problem. Well, a few problems maybe. Number one, what would happen if there wouldn't be Dalat cases on the first night Pesach and the second night Pesach? So you'd have Kiddush anyway. So Bazaar says the Hachomim were masakin the Dalit Kosis. But let's look at the other way around. Before that, the first night you make Kiddush, every Yontif you make Kiddush. Alright, others will say, the Rabbanon there, the Raisa. But there's no question, Zachiv, the Rabbanon certainly can make Kiddush every Pesach, every Yontif night. So what was the Hachomim masakin four cups? It only looks like three cups at the end of the day. Because Kiddush you have to make anyway. And if you want to go a step further, there's another problem. Birchas HaMozen Tuna Kosis Eina Tuna. Whether you say when you bench you have to have a kais or not. So if that's the question, if you're going to that man domas is birchas mamozen ton kais, that you have to have a cup of wine for birchas mamozen, then you only have two kaises anyway. So what kind of four cups will hakamum is that? So interestingly enough, if you take a look at the Sadi going Siddur, you'll see that the kiddush is like a difference. But it's not the regular kiddush. Bemes, we don't have a problem because we say in kiddush anyway, zeichel itzias mitzvah. So therefore you could argue, even though you would have made Kiddush, but there is a kiyum, you mentioned Zechi Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush, so therefore that's part of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore you could argue that that's already part of the Dalat Kiddush. If Sadia goes a step further, I mean, he adds a whole Sipi Yetzias, about 7-8 sentences,
where he goes through the whole business, not just a little bit of Tzipi Yitzchak Mitzrayim. He gives it because he wants to make it into a chepzer of Tzipi Yitzchak Mitzrayim, which is different than the whole year. You say exactly as you said the whole year, you could argue there is a problem there. So that's number one. Number two, there's another question which we have to talk about, which Belbel in the Sefer, everyone knows about. But the Tosfos here comes along and says a very strange thing. The Dalet Tosfos of Shabbat, what does that mean? You have to drink them, or you have to say something on them? Is there a chiyuv to drink or not? And could someone, just like every Kiddush Friday night Kiddush, one time is a chiyuv that every single person has to drink the wine. It's a chiyuv, it's very nice, very gishmak, of every single person has to drink. And not only that, every single person has to drink in a year. Certainly not. So comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos has a whole problem here. I can't say my, I mean, take a lotion that says this mashmik says, she nation le bonavul vnei besei, kim le atzmoi. Now yourself, but who made you as kulo? Mishmoi, he says, maishno is at the kiddish, maishno arba kiddish, me kiddish to chol ha-shono, she echot made you as kulo. The one can be made everybody. Who, what's that? Donald Trump is a din in shtiyya, or is a din in a mayinim kid en em shira el alayayim. This is an old problem that would seem to have a chlikas Tosfos. Tosfos seems to say, but at the end of the day, as long as one person is moiti everybody, you could do that. We don't pass them like that. We pass like that. I'm another Rishonim. But no, that the chiyuv to actually drink each one of the four cases. Now, Be'emes, let's go back now to Kiddush. Is there a chiyuv to drink the Kiddush wine or not? Or is there a chiyuv to just make Kiddush? If you want to drink it, go to Reb Nishnish. So there's a Tosfos a bit later. Tosfos comes along and gives three terutzim on that. What Tosfos actually says, that Kiddush alayayin, let's just take a regular Friday night Kiddush, is it deraisa or not? So everybody can turn around and say, well, we got a pasuk, Zoch Hashem HaShabbos L'Katshei. Zoch Hashem HaShabbos L'Katshei is a pasuk in Chumash. You can't say it's a drabonon. There's only one problem, that the Tzeder says Zoch Hashem HaShabbos alayayin. The Tzeder never said that. The Tzeder says Zoch Hashem HaShabbos L'Katshei. So the Gemara comes along and says Katshei or alayayin. So Tosfos, if I can find it here somewhere, says three terutzim. First two tesis says that Bemes, the Kiddush al Hayayin is only midarabona at the end of the day. Araya you have. Anybody? You don't like wine, what do? You make up a pachon. If there's a chiv midarais to make hayayin, you can't take the sochim, you have to put the sochim on the mizbeah. You can't put bread on it. You have to put wine. Let me just see if I can find the tesis on it. The Tesis gives one teretz. Oh, Tesis kuvah. So Tesis says, "Zechira alayayin askidah dechmiyam." The whole business Tesis goes, "V'nira dekilosh alayayin asmachti." So Tesis on the wine itself, because we learned the Tesis, and there's the famous of Ge'egan and the Yehuda, that once you say Mekadosh Hashabbos Friday night, you can mekam the mitzvah Zoch Hashem Hagadosh Katshei, and that's why if you come home, you're mechuyev deraisa, and the wife is mechuyev derabonah, and the wife is mechuyev deraisa, and the kash hakon derabonah, and the mitzvah deraisa. Oh, kash, everybody talks about. He says, that's makli. And then he goes, oh, my avala, yayali have elam idra bona. He quotes the Gemara, knows that the famous Gemara can knows that drink the wine, the Kiddush, etc., etc. Then Tesis comes along and gives one tetzva. Oid vatsino lameima. The Kiddush ala yayin vatsira. I can argue the Kiddush ala yayin vatsira. How? Either you can say, a name in shira ala yayin. You can tie it when the Torah says, Zochas in my kind of the kosher, adobach shivas of shira has to have wine. And Tosfos says, "Avol hodem mevorach tzorch sheyitoyim." That that you have to drink the wine, then with that bottle. That no one can come along and tell me that I said that. I have no posse to come along and say you have to actually go drink the wine. So Friday night, what Tosfos says clearly that you the first time it's chavada that I, but there's no question that shia is only with that bottle. If shia by kiddush in watchman calls only that bottle, so maybe the dalit cases should also be like that. But lechura, most rishonim don't accept that. Most of Hashanim say that the chiyuv of dalat kaisis is to actually drink. Now there's a beautiful mordcha in our Rav Sachman, asks a famous kashya. He says, why do you say we have to chachom and want to mesakin pace of something special? So the mesakin dalat kaisis, why do they mesakin dalat matzis? Let me explain the mordcha. Dalat matzis, dalat karpas, this is a chreis, dalat nechreis, dalat tikemos, what is the dalat kaisis? So some sefer raises it in the roof. He says, what's going on here? We're interested in going to eat fight about the Seder. That's what's a Yontif to Essen. The Yontif of Shir is this Shbochas. We thank God for the Shbochas that he got about Mitzrayim. say name him Shira Elalayin. Now that's Hasa Mitzvah to go ahead and to eat. Doesn't pay the bananas or gain that's not what it's all about. Now, so therefore, drinking according to most Rishonim, and not only that, you have the differences. That number one, it has to be Balayla. Kiddush Friday night, from Plaga Mincha onwards, there's no problems whatsoever. If person wants to make Kiddush Plaga Mincha, you can. Number two, by Kiddush L'mashal, you don't have to drink Rav Kotz, or certainly not Malay Lugmov is enough. If you drink a cheekful, it's good enough. By Kiddush, you see Beferish, by Dalat Kresis, that there's a chiyuv to actually drink either Rav Kotz, among Avram and other poskim, so you have to drink the whole Kotz. That's number one. And number two, we have the famous Gemara in the Dana, Rabbi Yehuda ben Loi. The Gemara says an unbelievable story. Rabbi Yehuda ben Loi used to drink the Dalat Kresis, and for 7 weeks he had also problems. Rachmana Litzlan. But the tshuva, Rabbi Avada Yosef had an interesting tshuva. What happens if a person physically can't drink the wine? Of course, he can't drink it. So he wants to tie it that doesn't mean anything about it. One meant the guy drank the wine, and then for 7 weeks later he had a problem. After they come along and say that while you're drinking your wine, you're having pain, for example, you drink that molecule polymer number 4, the diesel, and you push that pain in drinking it, so you can't come along and say to me that, you know, that should be Yoisa Mitzis Achila Gas or something like it. So Abed Gemara says clearly the man for 7 weeks had pains. Now, if you have 7 weeks pains, the Seisa has to be Risa Nefesh for the Mitzvah. But Sukkah, you have a Ptur of Mitztai or whatever it is, and you can't come along and say, I'm Mitztai, I'll sit in the Sukkah. About Dalat Kresis for 7 weeks. It's not jamming more, but it's not local. It's not, you know, you can't play around with it. And so therefore you see that there's a chiyuv to actually go ahead and to drink the Dalat Kresis, which you do not have, for example, in the case of Kiddush Al Hayayin. But let me go just back to the Psukim, because we have something on this week's schedule. What is the difference between the four Lashenis of Geula? So Rishenu already say as follows. The first, if you take a look at the first verse, let's go to the first one. Lohem Ezev Eitzeisi Eschem Mitacha Sivlois Mitzray. So we show you start as follows. What is the first that Bechal in Pesach you have the whole concept of the Dayenus? What's the concept of Dayenus? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yilei Tzionu Mitzray and forget to get us out. So it's not in the Vilayach Nishon Alayt Tzion, we're going to live somewhere else. Dayenus. So he says, we show you say you have exactly the same thing by the Dalal Hashem Shigura. So it's number one. Ritaiti Ezra Mitacha Sivlois Mitzray. Mitzray made us work very hard. It's been Shver on Bitter. So let's say Mitzrayim would have made a 9-to-5 day. 9-to-5 is the end of the world. But they made us work in the morning till the night. But let's say Kadosh Baruch Hu would have said, you know what? The Mitzrayim would have had, you know, they would have the Chavez had a nice fella. Gordon Brown would have said, we don't need so much money, and you can only work from 9-to-5. Look, the Mitzrayim says from Mitzrayim, siblings, the difficulties and the hardships of Mitzrayim would have been dying. So the first couple of wine he says, that Kadosh Baruch Hu made it less. Then goes the second one. The Talti Eschem Avigdotso. Then the second one comes along and says, you don't got to work at all. That's not under the mice. Not unemployed, but you don't have to work. So you're living in Mitzrayim. Oh, Fox is not working. That's the second Gula that physically you don't have to work. Then we go out the Eschem Bezerne to you. Then I got you out of Mitzrayim. We said, yeah, you could have stayed in Mitzrayim and could have continued. No, I got you out of Mitzrayim. And therefore, as a result of that, you're now free people to go wherever you want. Of the Seish Gomesh. Not God, but that's also a Yeshua. But at the end of the day, what would they have been? They said, Bakachti Eschem Milo'om, the Akkadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and we became his people. So therefore, you have the four in Yonim of moving from one area to the next area. Now, I mentioned before the Shita Ta'itu and others that you could argue that the Dalat Kresis and Mitzvah Da'aisa. But how could you argue that at the end of the day? On what basis would you say that? So others come along and claim that there's a concept of Pirsum Hanes. So just like Bachanek, you have the Inyan of Lefarsim Hanes. And Pirsum Hanisa could be a Deraisa. The concept of Pirsum Hanisa could be a Deraisa. And therefore, as a result of that, the Dalat Kresis is a link to the whole concept of Pirsum Hanes. Not all Achrenim are happy with that, because at the end of the day, Hanek at Pirsum Hanes is that everybody else can see. You put up Pesel Beishim Bahuts, and everybody else can see it. So therefore, it's Pirsum Hanes, everybody else can see it. So, but Hanukkah, but Pesach, you're in your house. All right, Emestak, you open the door, and you know, you want everybody at the Kodesh Vinyesha V'yechol. But at the end of the day, you'll only be Mepasim to yourself. However, if you look at the Lashon HaRambam, there's two gisses. When the Rambam calls Chayiv Adam Liris as Atzmo, Kidu, he also inside. See, if you learn the first gisses of Chayiv Adam Liris as Atzmo, such yourself. Alright, your family is a chiyah, but ishtekim gufa. It's the same nekuda. In your own household, you can't take besumeh hanet. But the Rambam of the Gius Chaim Adam laharis. If you learn the chapter, he has to show, which means others can actually see. So the laharis and atzmoy already means that there's something extra. You're showing it to others and showing to others it does have an inyan of besumeh nisa, and then you can actually come along and argue it does have an inyan of besumeh nisa. Others come along and say, wait a minute. Others say, oh, Hashem is not happy. They say as follows. Pesuma Nisa, you could say, Lamashal, by Hanukkah, the Pesuma Nisa in the chat is, you don't need your own Hanukkah list. There could be Pesuma Nisa by another person too. I mean, if I see you an Achsanoi or something of that nature, you don't have to do it yourself. You can, the Pesuma Nisa, as long as you can go see somebody else. By this case, by Pesach, you can't do that. You can't come along and say, I'll be yours to someone else, Pesuma Nisa, by the other guy drinking the wine. So therefore the concept of Pesumeh Nisa doesn't seem to fall in. Then there's another opinion about the saying on the Yayin. Remember, in our case, it's certainly a mitzvah of Shisiyah. A proof of the matter, the Shittas HaRambam, a bracha shein at Shichas HaNisa of Lava v'Leisisa. And we make four separate brachas, Ashkenazim. So I don't know exactly, the old may not make. But we Ashkenazim make a kosher, the kosher make, and every single kosher make a Beir Pi HaBracha. Even though we don't say an alagefa when we finish. What? Why? Because it's every kos is an inyan bifnei atzmoi. It's an inyan by itself. That means it has its own fears. For example, kiddush is a mitzvah of kiddush. You add on the extra inyanim of tzipi yetzis mitzayim, but it's basically kiddush. That's the first, it's first halacha of the first kos. The second kos is alah hakodesh. You have to fill up the cup. Why do you have to fill up the cup? And interesting, just a deep Rambam, the brisket deep, others say, the Rambam says a very strange thing, that when we say that everything in the cup has to be done by night, the Rambam adds the word moizgen es hakoyis balayla. The pouring of the wine has to be at night. What's that the pouring has to do with it? Alright, we used to mix the water and the wine, should be noyach lechel, etc., should be able to drink it. Oh, but you have to pour the wine at night. It's balayla, there's a whole concept of kiddush, and the wine has got to be totally from beginning to end, only at night. So therefore, that's the first case. The second case, we fill up right away. And when do we drink it? We drink it by the end of the Dotnav of Gual Yisrael. It takes, then there's all shine about Kiddush Mokum Sudeh. You're going to make Kiddush, and when you're going to eat 3 hours later, Chamaisim Kiddush Mokum Sudeh, which is just a big fella. And you drink the Revius anyway, so those will be Shainim Upaskin, that you have a Revius Shain, it's called the Mokum Sudeh, so you're taking care of that also. So the second case is on the Haggadah, which you have to say the Allah Haggadah. The famous story quoted that what happens if right before you're going to drink the second cross, it spills. It spills. Now, if you're going to fill up the cup of wine and going to drink it, that's not the cross you said. I don't know. So it's not very nice. Unless you're going to say this on the bottles, on the table. No. That's a buying fetch. So don't under it say. There's certain possible people will come along and say. Because you got to fill up the cup of wine and you got to say the dollar market. Like, ah, that's our market. You can't get away with it. I speak of a shmera problem. Just on the side, why don't we talk and make a bracha on the Arba Kosis? Hashem Kedishomet says, of Lishtis Dalat Kosis. So others say, well, you can't say that because the Tzivonu, what do you say on the Kiddush? Let's go back to the Kiddush problem. The Tzivonu Lishtis Dalat Kosis tonight, or the Tzivonu Gimel Kosis? So you can't really make, say on the Kiddush, you can't make a bracha, and say that that is part of Hashem Kedishomet says, of Lishtis Dalat Kosis. And say the Brick is on Moses. So the say to say Asher Kishon Lishlis Gimel cases, and he's never faced that more cases. But you can't come along and say that the first cross is a mitzvah anyway. So that's we leave it out. Others say simply because a mitzvah you can say when there's no hefsek. But I'm doing a mitzvah now. I take a lulav. So I take the lulav. You know, I can take one after the other according to the Gemara, but I'm taking the one shot. I don't take the lulav now and the esrik by Shmanesa. When there's a mamash a hefsek between the kiyum and mitzvah, then you can't make a brach b'shas ma'aseh. The brach has to be b'shas ma'aseh. And that's why by dalat kesis you cannot really make the brach, because it doesn't really, but what the Ram says is, it doesn't really happen right now. The end, and when it finishes all at the very end, then you actually have the mitzvah of the dalat kesis, and therefore you can't make a brach as far as that is concerned. So therefore, by the, so let's get back to the come along and say that the dalat kesis mitzvah shesia, that you have to actually drink. So at the end of the day, you have to actually have each one as a separate cross. Now, if you want to say it's a deraisa dikedin, then they bring a few interesting rayas. There's a maisa of famous Yerushalmi everybody gets excited about. Can you be yoytze dalet toses with yayin shel shviyis? I put the chatish in that bag. So all kind of achinim backwards and forwards. There are those who come along and say, "That's that with ayin shviyis. If you wouldn't be, if it wouldn't be a mitzvah, how could you use shviyis for your toses? Shviyis is also ba'achilus siyah. Well, no, I'll sell them by. But there's an isa of shviyis. How could you go ahead and use it for dalet toses? Shviyis. Others say pulfaket. That since there's a mitzvah of lo ochlo, that they eat shviyas, big dusha shviyas. So faket, by eating, by drinking the wine, you'll be mekayim a mitzvah. But then you've got another problem. There is a halacha. Hey, Mr. Gemara, no, you say mitzvahs, chavilas, chavilas. You can't put three, four mitzvahs all together. See, you're mekayim the mitzvah number one of beer shviyas, of achilas shviyas. Then you'll be mekayim the mitzvah of dalet toses. But that is a very, it's a thing that others say, that really doesn't hold water. Because when you do a mitzvah and your two mit and two kiyumim come out of it. Give you a simple example. First there's Krishna. Now, he's yoytze the mitzvah of Krishna, and he's certainly yoytze the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So you can't, you want to tell me that you can't do that because yoytze the mitzvah of Chavilas Chavilas. I, someone will ask me the Tesis Rabbi Nesimcha and Noches, but Tesis seems to say that, there is a certain fetch. But God, but we don't accept that. A person does a mitzvah, the Moshul, and you have two things come out of it. You say that Isir, Chatzim Shalom. To take two mitzvahs which need two separate actions and to put them both together, that's called a neizim mitzvah chavilas chavilas. But to come along and say that there's a prohibition to do two things, that two kiyumim will come out of that we don't actually say. So therefore, that's one raya they want to say. Then you got another raya. The Gemara says later that there's a maizim with zugis, that things shouldn't be done in double. The concept of sakona. Used to be a famous joke about a rov when he used to take two tablets and break it into a third, so the shankes would be three mitzvahs. But whatever it is, and zugis at the end of the day, but if you say it's a deraisa, so the more answer is leil shimurim. You subtract it, leil shimurim means that if you say it's a deraisa to get in, then we're not worried about this whole business of having zugis at the end of the day as far as that is concerned. How much time do we got? That's more time. Now, going back to the previously about selling things in order to make kind of mitzvah dalet toses. Now, Bemes, there is one halacha we do know. The Torah Gemara says, and the Rambam passes the halacha about ne'er shel Shabbos. That if, for example, a person doesn't have money, so what should he use for Shabbos? So the first thing he has to have, which comes before anything else, is challah, because if he doesn't have challah, first of all, he can't make kiddush. I give me time suda and to test on Shabbos the Chanisa. But immediately after with the fillings you have to have neir. It's got to be a candle at the end of the day. And for that you have to go out and have mechazer alav sochi. So they have one halacha befeirish that you have to actually go out and sell. Then they quote a Rambam in Hilchos Shkolim. In Hilchos Shkolim the Rambam comes along and says something interesting. We know that Machzor Shekel, that everybody has to try to get machzor shekel. And I'm a pasuk, you got to go out, you got to borrow, and he brings a pasuk to oshel yarbe v'hadala yamit. And I'm learning pshat in oshel yarbe v'hadala yamit that there's a chiyuv. The Ramban asks a simple question on the whole business. Why do you need a pasuk to oshel yarbe? There's an isabal plisif about tigra. If the pasuk would have said oshel yarbe, it wouldn't say anything. So you could give double machzor shekel. It's like putting on five tzitzis or five tefillin. The Torah says you got to give a half a shekel. That's what you got to give. You got any more? So why does the Torah say Oshel Yarba Vadala Yamit? So that Dala Yamit, you could say was a chiyuv that you actually have to borrow and lend as much as you can in order to actually go ahead and to pay for it. But Hadala by Oshel Yarba is a bit strange. Why the Torah actually comes along and says so? But there the Rambam says clearly that at the end of the day you have to be meichek susi etcetera test. They want to learn out from there. Why did Rambam Dafke say it by machzor shekel? Why didn't he say by other mitzvot? So they want to come along and say that from that Rambam is a shishtikul raya that only that mitzvah is there an actual chiv to go again and to sell, but those that are not must nishtoyis as far as that is concerned. Now coming back here to the dalet cases, how much of the cost do you have to actually drink? So we said before that normally you have a malay lugmov, you have a cheap full is enough. But here by dalet cases, you need a reiv reviyas, and according to the Bach, you need takafilo basachas. It's got to be in one shot that you actually have to drink it, which means there's a chiv and siyah,
and it has to be done in Haseba and everything else. Now, if you take a look at Shulchan Aruch, the Shaila is, which koses are the most important? Is it the first kos, which is al hakiddush, you could argue? So, for example, then you've got the problem of moisif al hakoses. But besides the moisif, don't forget something very important. Other than that, we'll be talking about arba koses. So, someone should have mentioned that there's a Gemara later, that there's a Bakiva said of Tafim, that you got a fifth kos. And that creates a lot of problems. This is an unbelievable problem. And the Gemara comes along, and the Rambam has an easy way out. The Rambam says, you put down the kos on the table, and you don't drink it. That's what's called evading the issue. The kos is there, and also is very fine and good. And others come along and say, that's you say, halalam with the whole business, and the rif, and the tutsuk haptishin abek. That's what a beautiful interpretation that the halacha is. We open up the door. We open the door, we say, shvei chamosa. So others say, you open the door, let's shimura in there. But Nissan Gaon left his door open a whole day. So one says very simply, you know why we open the door? The fifth cup licked up in Tish. And we don't know, so we yes and nishtesim. So he opened up Elio and Novi Nu. Elio Tish be Tyrus Kushim. He'll answer, what am I going to worry about? Elio and Novi Mitchum Kumen, then he'll be able to answer. So I'll give you the Elio and Novi Tachi Kumen, and for Evan Dal Shai.